Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of our special 4-episode series, almost live from the Hershey RV Show. Tonight's special episode is called The Bling is the Thing, and we're going to be talking about some really high-end Class A diesels. I say diesel, you say diesel. But first, we need to thank our friends at Progressive Insurance, who sent these two kids to the dance, didn't they?
They did. Thanks, Progressive. Did you know that adding your RV insurance with another Progressive policy like auto, motorcycle, or boat is a great way to save money when you're out there on the road seeing the sights? Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV to learn more.
Thanks again, Progressive. Now, to start off this little mini episode, if you know, we knew we wanted to cover like blingy Class A's, we've never driven a blingy Class A. So no. we said, you know what, we need to drive one of these puppies today. So you and I both test drove a Winnebago.
It was delicious.
Stephanie, the Winnebagels are delicious, shipped in from Forest City, Iowa. Stephanie has threatened to do no editing on this show, by the way, so we'll probably just leave that in. So we test drove a Winnebago Journey this morning, and you did a great job driving that thing. Well, tell us about the experience, then I'll share my experience.
I wasn't really nervous because I was...
You were so confident. You weren't nervous at all. I was nervous.
If I know other people do it, I'm like, well, I can do it. I just have that thing. It doesn't mean I want to do it per se, but I know I can do it. So we were lucky because Zach, and a big shout out to Zach from Winnebago, loved him.
Zach,
he was
the
so
future
much fun.
CEO of Winnebago.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Zach rocked.
We had such a good time with him. He took us all the way out to a fairly, I have to say, it was a fairly empty
the
parking
far lot. Reaches of the parking lot. We did not go out on the road.
No.
He said that the plates had already been taken away, which was maybe secret code for we don't want you to take it on the road.
Yeah.
But look, Zach took us out there, and thanks to Zach and Winnebago, so we could test drive a Winnebago diesel. We have never driven a motorhome before, people.
Right.
So you were confident. You felt good. What was it like?
Well, it was surprisingly easy, right? And I suppose it was because there was nothing in my way. So I could kind of really get used to the feel for it. I think, you know,
Zach parked it for us afterwards. Yeah.
Surprised at the sight lines. Okay, you could really see. I mean, between the mirrors and the, you know, if you touch the turn signals, if you touch it to the right, your right view comes up, your right side camera. If you touch it to the left, your left side camera comes up. So I was like, wow, I really feel like I can see everything around
me. I'm just going to follow your lead instead of like giving my experience separately. I was really also surprised by the visibility and how good the visibility was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, there was really nothing around for
I
us.
Know.
To, no, that's not true. There were people coming by in golf carts. There was another woman test driving a really expensive rig, and she started like following us at one
yeah.
point. I think she was just like, okay, they're test driving, so I'm
like,
just going to follow
on a course.
Them.
Yeah. Like we were on the obstacle course and she was following behind. I said, I think she's trying to
but
draft.
It was very easy. It was a smooth drive. It was a quiet drive.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that really impressed me, I guess, or surprised me was how tight the brakes are on a
yes.
Class A, right? You tap those puppies and the
like,
thing comes screeching.
Yeah.
You know, we probably didn't go over 40 miles an hour.
But you did feel like you could stop on a dime. And then, of course, the pickup, you know, I think I was surprised. And it did have giddy up, but I mean, I guess it would, right? It's a big engine.
It's a big engine, lots of giddy up. I just was more impressed with how quiet and smooth it was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it just, you do feel like you're like on a boat, like driving a boat.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, occasionally I'd get to drive grandpa's boat. And it had like a similar feel in terms of the visibility and seeing everything
mm-hmm.
high up there. I don't know that it's made me rethink being a travel trailer guy.
Oh, no.
But I really did enjoy driving it.
It was fun. It was fun. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to do that.
And it was really fun having Zach zip us out to the far reaches of the parking lot on the Winnebago golf cart.
Yeah, of course, because Winnebago shows up with their own golf cart.
Well, then after I saw that Winnebago has a golf cart, I started to notice that a lot of them have got their own golf carts.
Their own,
so there's like
yeah.
the Tiffin golf cart and the Newmar golf cart. And it's kind of cool.
All right. We need a RV Family Travel Atlas golf cart. Not for the campground, but for these RV
Since
shows.
We're getting a toy hauler, technically, we could actually get a golf cart.
No, I'd never want one at the campground. But let me tell you something. We are at the end of day 3 here at Hershey. And my legs hurt because we have walked. I mean, and you know, it's one thing like day 1, you're fine. No problem. Day 2, by the end, you start to feel it a little because I've just been on my feet for 8 hours a day, at least, maybe more.
We both kicked off our shoes for this podcast.
We're
yeah. both just wearing our socks right now. And we also met up with some old friends who were really seriously considering buying their first RV. And so we really kind of showed them around for like 2 hours today. We showed them a lot of options.
Yeah, so we're really excited. We'll talk more about this story on another podcast episode, but we actually have, you know, this couple at the very, very beginning of their RV journey. They have never owned an RV. They don't even necessarily know what their tow vehicle is going to be. So we are picking up with them at the very beginning. We spent tons of time with them today educating and just talking through things. And we're going to talk more about that on future podcasts.
What's interesting, too, about Gail and John, our friends, is that they followed our writing back when we were the Lively Little Campers. So it seems like this has been something that's been incubating for a long, long time. And for a lot of people, it does. I think a lot of people, it takes them 4 or 5 years of thinking about RVing to actually pull the trigger and buy one. If that's you out there, speed up the process. Go get it.
I really respect people like John and Gail that really take it slowly and research every step of the process and everything and are really being thoughtful about it. And it's nice for us to be able to see that process. And it helps us help our listeners too. I think really seeing people buy RVs and their thought process helps us as, you know, educators in the RV industry also.
Yeah. So if you're shopping for an RV and you can get a couple of podcast hosts to take you around, it might help. So now look, we're going to review 3 blingy Class A's. All right. We're going to do the Winnebago Grand Tour. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then what?
Then we're going to move to the Tiffin Allegro bus.
And we'll wrap up with the Integra Cornerstone. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to throw it to a little interview with Chuck Lassley, who's a VP over at Integra. Right. So that's the show. Now, for each of these 3 blingy Class A's, there was like a different major highlight for each one, sort of a different category that impressed us. So let's start with the Winnebago Grand Tour. Now, the show price on the Winnebago Tour was $399,000 and some change.
Yeah, change. Okay. Quarter.
So all of these rigs are worth more than my home. Mm-hmm. So let's just say that. So this is, I do feel like a stranger in a strange land in Class A's at this price point.
Right.
But the Winnebago Grand Tour was gorgeous, and the thing that really struck us was the technology in this. And this is Winnebago's highest end Class A diesel, correct?
Right, exactly. So the other two coaches that we're going to be talking about, the Tiffin and the Integra, they're both, you know, what the people within that the industry, they're, you know, talking to us about it. They're saying that is a level up, you know, and if anything, they're like saying you can't compare this coach to that coach.
So we're not trying to say which of these three is better,
right?
Because you're talking about a $100,000 difference to some degree. We're just saying we liked all of them. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like I'm not educated enough to say, oh yeah, that $399,000 show price was a great, you know, I don't know. Yeah. These are just the show prices.
Well, so, you know, Winnebago was really focusing on the technology, and they were really happy to show off all of the technology that they had built in throughout the coach. And by technology, we're not talking about drive technology necessarily. We're talking about,
too.
They have it, but they wanted you to know about their experiential technology.
So the two major parts are, there's 2 10-inch touch screens in the coach. There's one up at the front in the cockpit for the driver. So you can control just about, you know, most of the entire coach from that one. It also is the rear camera, which gets used for that. And it was really easy to use. And like, I have a new 2016 Ford F-150 and everything's touchscreen now. And I've actually really come to like being able to control the radio and the volume and all of that stuff there. So you're controlling a lot from the touchscreen up front. And then they also have a second 10-inch touchscreen. It was like kind of outside the bathroom. This is the 45RL, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, there's 3 models in the Grand Tour line. We were in the 45RL. So there was another 10-inch screen sort of outside of the half bath.
Well,
this had the bath
these
and the half.
All
and it, that controlled everything.
Yeah, all of these rigs are going to have the bath and a half. This is sort of that standard coach model that has come out there, where there's the powder room, and then there's the master bedroom, and then behind the master bedroom, you know, now we're getting that full, beautiful bathroom with closet space back there, washer, dryer. That's a very standard floor plan now.
And for all of these high-end coaches, the bathroom and the blinginess of the bathroom is really cool. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually kind of enjoy walking into it and going, oh man, that shower's beautiful.
And the shower was particularly beautiful on this model, on this coach. They had introduced some teak wood into it, on the floor, as well as just that bench seat. It really had a look and a finish to it that I was impressed by.
Yeah. Now, also, we liked the positioning of the very large television. Okay, there were more than one television, but we like the way they set up the seating. So you walk into the coach and you turn left, and there's a couch on the rear side, you know, the hookup side, that then faces a retractable TV. So when it's up, it's like, well, it's like a 40-inch TV, Stephanie.
Yeah, something 42, like that. 42. Yeah.
And then it slides down and hides itself, and then it becomes a window. Now, all three of these coaches were talking about had that initial design on the floor plan when you first walk in.
Yeah.
A nice leather or leatherette sofa on the one side facing a retractable television on the other side. But then once you moved past that, the coaches were a little bit different.
Now, in terms of the technology angle of this, TV technology did work its way into the rest of the coach also. So in the master bedroom and in the bathroom, both of the mirrors were the Mirror Magic TVs.
That was cool. Like, I know it's maybe sounds crazy to some of our podcast listeners to have a television in the bathroom.
Sounds crazy to me.
But you know, if you're watching some gripping television show or the news,
you can move freely.
You're into your politics, yeah, and there's some breaking news. You can move at any point in the coach and keep watching TV.
And when we talk about them focusing on the experiential technology in this coach, let me give you a very specific example for this. The mirror in the bathroom, right, with the TV, is different than the one in the bedroom, because the way they look at it, the mirror in the bathroom has to be more mirrory, you know, and I'm not a technician, so I don't know what they do to make the mirror more mirrory in the bathroom, because you're going to be using it that way. Whereas in the bedroom, you're probably going to use it more as a TV than as a mirror. Right. So the technology for the TV, you know, kind of trumps. So I'm like, whoa, mind blown, you know?
Yeah, totally. Now, this was 450 horsepower.
Yes.
And both of the other ones were 600. So this, you're going to see a price jump when we talk about the Tiffin, when we talk about the Integra. So if you wanted a Class A diesel that's very luxurious at a better price point, you definitely might want to look at the Winnebago, because it's $399 instead of, you know, approaching the $500,000 mark, which almost sounds crazy to say.
So I want to say, before we move on to the other two, that's an important takeaway here. You're not looking at this level. You can get the floor plan that you want at all three of these points. You can get the comfort in terms of the leather and the leatherette, or the the countertops and the cabinetry. This is what's going to be in all of these: dishwasher, washer, dryer, bath and a half. When you are at this price point, it's going to be standard. So you don't need to say, oh, I have to jump up to this to get that. What you're talking about when you're, you know, moving between, you know, 400,000 and 500,000 or whatever, now you're talking about some of the things that are a little harder to spot, right? The technology that's built in, the horsepower of the engine.
Right. And just the sophistication of the bling.
Yeah.
You know, the elegance of the bling. So why don't we move
solar panels on the ceiling.
Right. So why don't we move towards the Tiffin? Mm-hmm. So where the Winnebago Grand Tour, we were really struck by technology. The Tiffin, what instantly sort of overwhelmed us was the elegance, and it's sort of a subtle elegance. Bling's not even really the right word, really, for this coach. It really just...
It's elegant.
Was elegant. It was peaceful. It was relaxing. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes some of the blingy coaches feel like a place to have a party, not a place to relax and sleep at night.
Right.
So the Tiffin struck me as being elegant.
And I'm going to tell you why I think that is from the get-go. In many of these coaches, they're working with a tile on the floor, and this one had the wood, you know, look to it, which automatically took down that kind of like splash, that glare,
yeah,
right? That
you get like when you nice walk in. It was like a nice wood that you might see in a travel trailer, but
right,
it was beautiful and elegant and looked really nice.
They also did more straight lines and squared off finishes. So even the hardware, the drawer pulls, everything was square, as opposed to a lot of the time you're going to see those rounded, more Italianate, you know, hardware in a lot of these upper end coaches. The sinks had a really cool sort of
curved basin.
Yeah,
yes.
The bathroom sinks had this really cool shape to them, not just the round ones.
The kitchen in general was beautiful. Like, I will put a photo up on Instagram of the interior of this. it's striking. You know, it's really striking to look at. And I feel like I'm inside a beautiful home.
Yeah.
More so than I feel like I'm inside a beautiful motor home.
And just toned down, you know, not...
The elegance comes from the fact that it's a bit toned down from the bling. Yeah. Now, your MSRP on this is $538,000 and then some pocket change. The show price was $472,000. So this is about $72,000 more than the Winnebago Grand Tour. So that's, I mean, obviously that's a different price point. I mean, to me, once you move 50,000 plus up, you're just clearly looking at a different price point. This had a 600
it
horsepower.
Did. Exactly.
And so you're getting a lot more power at, you know, for $72,000 more.
Right. And that's not even available. Winnebago does not have a coach that has the 600 horsepower at this point. Okay. So yeah, that's what, I mean, I think that at, like I said, you're going to see a lot of different, you're going to have a lot of the options that you want across the manufacturers here.
Yeah, and the Tiffin felt handcrafted to me more than it felt industrial. And I don't mean industrial as a insult to an RV that feels industrial. This just felt more like it was built by craftsmen. And I, you know,
and Tiffin has that reputation too, because I mean, it was really funny, even as we were walking back with someone from the manufacturer to see the bus, you know, he said, you know, well, what he needed us to know was, you know, these are made for individuals.
Yeah, this is the Allegro bus.
Yeah.
The Tiffin Allegro bus. I don't know if we said the name clearly.
He didn't even, you know, he was like, these are made for individuals. We don't mass produce these.
Well, they don't build them until somebody has bought one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, at that price point, it makes sense, right? You don't want to build a $500,000 motorhome and just like hope somebody buys it and send it off to a lot.
Yeah.
So much different than the travel trailer industry. That's, I think, something we've learned here at RVFTA is that the motorhome industry and the travel trailer industry, though these people work for the same companies, sometimes they don't even know their counterparts at the towable side, right?
Oh, no.
They're different kingdoms, as it were.
Yeah.
It's been interesting. And it was really fun for us to dip our toes into that motorized world today and talk to a lot of those types of people.
All right, what's next?
What's next is the Integra Cornerstone. All right, so the MSRP is $675,000 and a couple of bucks. The show price was really dropped down to $512,000. So, you know, you're getting a significant discount off MSRP on the Integra Cornerstone. Now, what struck us about this one was some of the safety features.
Well, it didn't, when, you know, one of the questions that I asked every single one of the manufacturers when I walked up, you know, to look at the coach, as I said, what is different this year? What are you showcasing? Right? Like, what's new? What are you excited about? And for Winnebago, it was absolutely, they were excited to show us all the technology features. For Tiffin, they were like, well, what do you want? Because we build our coaches for an individual kind of
thing.
Well,
the elegance speaks for itself.
Yeah, that kind of an attitude, right? Well, with the Cornerstone, it was all about the safety. Chuck Lassley, who's the vice president of sales, and you're going to hear from, the very first thing he said to me was, we have introduced so many safety features. And by safety features, he was really focusing on the driving experience, right? So that included like a collision mitigation system, okay? So actually almost like these self-driving aspects, right, of a coach.
In terms of if you get into a certain bad situation as the driver, like
yes,
that kind of thing, the coach will actually respond.
It'll automatically brake, okay? So you have now an automatic braking system that's going to kick in an emergency situation. Blind spot monitoring system. Okay, you're going to get alerts if you start to move over. So it's really interesting. It's some of that stuff that you see in the commercials for cars now, right? They're trying to move.
So was Chuck, you know, kind of trying to sell the fact that this is the safest coach on the road at this price point? Do you really feel like that was his driving?
Oh, Chuck was telling me that this is the most everything coach on the road right now.
But what struck you was safety.
What was new was the safety, you know, features that were in this coach. And he was saying,
and we were in the 45A.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So also he said that this is the only coach with real leather in all the seats. Now, Tiffin did have the leatherette, and I haven't been able to actually, I mean, I assume he's not lying to me. I looked in all the other
coaches.
I got
to say something about that. I would have thought they were leather in the other two. I would not have been able to tell
but
the difference.
They weren't.
But when we were in the Integra, a couple walked in and they looked like serious buyers. Mm-hmm. And the first thing he said was, oh, this is real leather.
Yeah.
So to that person who's really shopping for this, I guess that is something that, that matters. And I guess, you know, honestly, at this price point, I would want real leather, you know?
Right. Unless, you know, you want something that's maybe a little more durable. I don't know. Okay. You know, maybe you're thinking about it differently and you want something that can handle a little more wear and tear.
Okay.
Who knows?
So a leatherette could hypothetically last longer.
I would think so, right?
In terms
it's
of
not
rips
as sensitive. Yeah.
But you know, the seating in all of these coaches was plush and luxurious mm-hmm. and comfortable. It's not like I liked one more than the other because the couches were more comfortable. They were all awesomely comfortable. I mean, you're right. Gonna at this price point, that's a given.
Right. It's a matter of like how many of the seats have massagers in them, or how many are
right? Didn't the Grand Tour have massage chairs for the drivers?
Yeah, they did for the drivers. I said
the other two might as well, but I don't think we asked about massage chairs.
Well, again, because they were really focused on the technology and showcasing all the technology to us, you know. So anyway, I did interview Chuck Lasley. Like I said, he started telling me his five reasons why this is the quietest riding, best handling coach on the market. Okay. And I'm like, okay, he starts.
And Stephanie and Cincinnati, like, wait a second. This is a podcast segment. Well, be quiet. Let me get out
like,
the recorder.
He's listing them for me. And I'm like, okay. I said, you know, I just have to get out my recorder. You could just tell the recorder. Okay. And he was like, no problem. So I took out my recorder and we had a little chat. We have fun. Let's listen to it now. All right, Chuck. So you told me there were five things that make this stand out from all of your competitors. What are they?
So there are five primary reasons why we are the quietest riding, best handling coach on the market today. The first is our chassis. So we're using the Rolls-Royce of chassis out there, which is Spartan. It's important to have a great foundation to ride and drive. We care about getting there as much as being there, and they provide that. We add something to it, which brings us to the second reason why we're the quietest riding, best handling coach on the market today, and that is the X-bracing that we put in there. So all along the coach in the basement, you'll see these X-braces that go vertical through the coach, horizontal on the subfloor and horizontal on the basement floor. And really what we're doing with that is we're reducing, almost virtually eliminating the flex in the coach as you're driving down the road. Really important to your comfort. The third reason why we're the quietest riding, best handling coach on the market today. Do you get where I'm going with this?
Yeah. I'm going to be saying this in my sleep
exactly,
tonight,
exactly. There is a test after. So is our subfloor. So we have the thickest subfloor in the industry. It's almost 5 inches thick. And basically on top of that steel structure that we're building all of the house on, we use a wood subfloor. We use wood because of what it isn't. It's a non-conductor of sound. So all that road noise comes up through the floor and dissipates before it gets to your ears and your microwave or whatever else.
So I can hear the noise of my children a little bit better.
You can hear the noise of your children. You can have a decent conversation. Exactly right. So we have the layers of that subfloor really are, there's a plywood decking, 2x4s every 16 inches on center. We overcut and stuff residential grade fiberglass batting insulation in between those channels. We top that off with flex foil or alumifoil. And then we run all of our radiant in-floor heating PEX line through that floor. We top that off with 7-ply plywood decking. And then we have our Thinsulite, which is our silicone-based grout, and our porcelain tile on top of that.
The pretty stuff.
The pretty stuff, exactly right. So that goes on that. It's really, really important, really insulated well. So that's the third reason. Fourth reason why we're the quietest riding, best handling coach on the market today is because of what we do with this floor. So when you're out driving in most coaches, you're going to hear a lot of squeaking. And we try to eliminate all those. Most manufacturers, just to be really efficient in their construction, they will take these subfloors and they will tile them from front to back and stack them and then use them as they need them. For us, what we do is we take that subfloor, we hoist it onto the chassis itself, and then we tile all around the cabinets and the walls that have already been placed down. So much like it is in your house. This is important for a couple reasons. Most manufacturers, when they put that wall on top of that tile floor, you get a squeak after a while because we're moving in these coaches. So we have a saying at Integra that is something like, likes, like. Wood likes wood. Glass likes glass. Wood does not like porcelain tile. And so when we tile up to those things, we eliminate all of those squeaks.
Oh, okay. Very interesting.
So when I'm in the kitchen or when you're in the kitchen in your coach and you happen to be using it and you drop a can of soup or something, you crack that tile. Half the tile's under that cabinet in the competitive coach. I've got to rip up that cabinet in order to replace the tile. We don't have to do that in this because we can just take it out. We don't tile underneath all of those things.
All right. We're so ready for number reason, five.
Number five. Number five reason that we are the quietest riding, best handling coach
you
in the market today.
You can't make me
today.
Say your, oh, sure. your sales
You've
line.
You've heard it like a whole bunch of times now, right? So the fifth reason is because of our sidewall construction. So we are not typical in our sidewall construction because we're not using what 99% of the industry uses, which is vacuum bonding technology. You know what this is. They're using for their main insulating factor, styrofoam, or the fancy term polystyrene. Instead, we are using a stud network of every 16 inches on center, like we had in the floor. There are four-sided aluminum studs. They're full welds. They're not spot welds. In between those channels, we're using, again, residential-grade fiberglass batting insulation. It's overcut and stuffed into those channels. We've got the flex foil on top of that. We're sandwiching that on the exterior with a substance called Sikaflex. That's a bonding material, and we're using solid fiberglass on the exterior. So we're not using what the rest of the industry uses, which is a Luon-backed fiberglass. We do not have delamination, because we're not having that thin layer of wood glued to that thin layer of fiberglass. Yeah, yeah. So those are the big main reasons.
And you know what, folks? He doesn't have notes in front of him. I'm going to tell you that. I can attest to that. This is all in his brain. So now I understand a little bit more why I would have to sell my home to buy your coach, Chuck. Thank you so much for explaining that to me. I get it now. All right. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Big thanks to Chuck Lassley for that great interview, and big thanks to all of the, you know, to Tiffin, to Winnebago, mm-hmm. and to Integra for showing us these coaches, and an extra big thanks to Winnebago for taking us out in one of them, for goodness sake,
absolutely.
And risking the vehicle, as it were.
So
and
much
it was
fun.
Really like the most fun thing that we did today, most fun thing we've done at the Hershey RV show so far, and a really big thanks to Progressive Insurance, because just to speak honestly, we would not be at this dance if it weren't for our fine friends at Progressive Insurance.
All right, so gazing at the stars and hanging out at the campfire are best enjoyed with the bliss of saving money by adding an RV policy to another Progressive policy like a car, motorcycle, or boat. Save money and set out on a new journey by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
Thanks, Progressive. Now, we're going to do two more episodes like this. One will drop Saturday night and one will drop at some point Sunday. So for a sneak peek for tomorrow night, we're going to cover some RVs that are good for families, for larger families, mm-hmm. for families with three or more kids.
Exactly.
So we really, really want to go out and look for some really nice bunkhouse models and some RVs for those of you that have three kids, four kids, five kids, six kids, because we know you're out there listening to our podcast and we know it's hard. RV shopping's hard.
Motorized and towable.
Yeah, we'll do motorized and towable. We're going to look for RVs that are good for the family of five or larger.
All right.
Stay tuned for that.
Bye.
See you
at the RV show.